Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's January 6, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Sometimes our smartphones, we just have so much crap in our smartphones. And you start to think about it, you think, well, what do I use the most? I use email, Twitter probably, Facebook, and I make phone calls and texts. So when you get right down to it, that's pretty much the basic thing that we all use. Well, at least that's what Microsoft is betting on, as it has unveiled the Nokia 215. Cool thing about this phone, it has internet access and all those little apps that we just talked about for $29. It's going to give you access to Twitter. It's going to give you access to Facebook. It's going to give you access to your email. And all of this comes in a 2.4-inch display with a 0.3-megapixel camera. Yeah, that's kind of sad. What's amazing about this thing, it has 8 megabytes of RAM. No, I'm not kidding. 8 megabytes. It even has Bluetooth 3.0 support, supports micro SD cards up to 32 gigabytes in size. The downfall of this, though, it only supports data speeds for Edge. Upside, however, 20 hours of talk time, 50 hours of music playback, and 29 days of standby. The Nokia 215 is set to launch in the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and Europe in the first quarter of 2015 and will be available in black, green, and white colors. If the thing only had 3G, I actually might be interested in this. D-Link is ready to invade your home. That's right, D-Link's smart home product division has launched some nice little products over there at CES this year. The company has finally formally unveiled, shall we say, the first hub to support its both Wi-Fi and Z-Wave devices. The hub, which is going to cost about $80, plugs into a regular router and lets you control a raft of either the Z-Wave or the Wi-Fi accessories using the My D-Link app for your iOS or Android devices. Some of the accessories include the Z-Wave motion sensor, that's going to set you back $50, the Wi-Fi siren, or you could get the 720p resolution night vision camera that comes with a smart plug and its own motion sensor for under $190. The hub and all its little gadgets will be arriving sometime this quarter. Little tip, if you are going to order it, don't forget to change your password. PlayStation Now subscriptions are about to offer you an all-play access starting at $19.99 a month. It's not too bad, I guess. Yep, all of this is starting January 13th for PS4 owners in North America. They'll be able to sign up for that $20 a month subscription, or you can get the $44.99 for 3 months. And if you're unsure about it, you can also get that 7-day free trial just to try it out and see how it works for you. The subscription is going to give players unlimited streaming access to more than 100 PS3 games, which I know, it's kind of that kind of sucks. It's PS3 games, you're playing on a PS4, but there are plans in the future for games that are currently available for rental through the PS Now will be available through subscription service soon as well. At least that's what Sony's hoping for. Seems Google is getting asked more and more to remove links over copyright issues, and according to Torrent Freak, those requests were up 75% in 2014. 345 million, to be exact, requests were sent out in 2014. Copyright holders just contact Google. They ask the company to hide links to websites containing content posted illegally. Mind you, though, these are just requests. Now, Google has been trying for years to fight piracy, but just because a copyright holder asks Google to remove a link doesn't mean it actually gets delisted. Google often refuses DMC takedown requests, keeping websites listed on Google search. Case in point, you can still find the Pirate Bay at the top of the search results. Roku TV is soon to be going 4K with content from Netflix. But no, not in its little streaming box, unfortunately, but in a team-up with TCL Television. Roku has built a reference design, and TCL is on board to produce its first models. The reference design is basically a motherboard that Roku produces along with Roku OS to ensure that all the service's 2,000-plus channels will work across the TVs. TCL just fits the motherboard right into their chassis, and boom, there you go. Roku is also very much interested in getting more partners on board for 4K streaming, that including Amazon Instant Video, although they were keeping a little quiet about that, as I guess they are still in negotiation with Amazon. Unfortunately, for most of us out there that have the little Roku box, there's still no word yet of when those boxes will be 4K compatible. Speaking of 4K content, Samsung is teaming up with media partner Imgo to launch a 4K movie download service. Supposedly, they're going to offer the highest quality content that Samsung owners can get. It's all going to be engineered to a specific design by the Secure Content Storage Association. Yeah, that pretty much means what it says. They're a digital DRM team, proving that DRM, yes, is still very much alive. It's going to be backed up by Western Digital, Fox, and Warner Brothers. The company hasn't said when you'll be able to try out the Ultra HD offering, but says it will definitely be launching this year. And finally, here's a little product we probably could have all used over the holidays. It's a smart belt. We all know that after we've had a big old meal, yeah, you just kind of want to loosen that belt up and go, oh yeah, it's a lot better. But a new product that's actually being unveiled at CES called Belty wants to take that task right out of your hands. The smart belt will automatically adjust itself through the day depending on how much you've eaten and how much exercise you've done to compensate it. I can't really remember when the last time I exercised with a belt, but anyway, it's also going to help you keep track of your overall health. It'll even nudge you when you've been sitting for too long. The Belty comes equipped with small sensors, an accelerometer, and a gyroscope, so it knows how much you've been moving and whether you need to move a little bit more. And yes, you guessed it, the belt will connect to an app. And yes, you guessed it, it will connect to your smartphone with an app that charts the data it collects throughout the day. Price? Well, it's still in question. According to Mashable, the Belty is going to be a high-end product and likely a luxury price tag. Ah, imagine that. Proving yet once again, it is still cheaper to just stay fat. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back with your hump day edition tomorrow, the British Tech News Show. Until then, I'm glad that we got past Monday. That was tough. I know, that was tough. We're getting our Tuesday groove on, so I hope you have a good one. And thank you very much for listening.